you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, take it, second. That's he so hate opening for me.
Like I'm really in front here.
So, Derek, I was thinking maybe we can both do 45. Like, come on, Tom.
Apology. Yizzy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up? Before we jump into this, bitch, let's get these rules and regulations. Make sure that y'all go to our YouTube and subscribe and leave some comments. You can get this shit. Motherfucker, bitch, you can eat this.
Don't get too excited.
Because I'm about to get it.
Welcome back to No Need for Apologies. Make sure you like, subscribe. Right?
Comment, share it with your friends, do all of that stuff,
share,
okay? Because we appreciate what's going on in the chat. I love that shit, all right? Thank you, J-Bay. Thank you, Cunnington. I'm just saying Carrington. I'm saying it all off the top of the dome because I'm trying to remember you, since you remember to subscribe and leave a comment.
Well, goddamn,
see,
we
that's
love
why
you.
We're trying to make you feel special right there.
Make you feel good.
All righty then. So, welcome. We got Ant Moore and fucking Tom Cassidy in the building.
Yeah!
Two funny, hilarious comedians from Philly.
My best of friends.
Our best of friends.
That was an impressive intro, by the way.
I know. Like, I feel like we need to start a cipher.
I know.
We do this. This is no need for apologies,
we're,
bro.
We're professionals.
We gotta have fun. What's up, guys.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
No problem, man. You good? Y'all got a podcast together called The Top 9, correct?
Yeah. Top 9 Pod.
Top 9 Pod, what's it about?
What's it about?
You know,
what's it come out?
Go ahead, Anthony.
So basically, like, we bring on our friends and we just...
Speaking to the mic, sir.
Speaking to the mic. I can tell you don't do that on your podcast.
So, right? The whole podcast is like, so...
This nigga got stage fright.
I was like, well, I like talking to people who speak into microphones.
We're just pretending to be shitty at podcasts right now. We're white man can't jumping you. Right
Okay. Cool. You Billy Ho. Yeah. Billy Ho.
Okay.
Billy Ho. Go ahead, Sydney Dean. Tell me.
Yeah. So, we bring on our friends and we just talk about their top 9 favorite things. So we let them create a list, whatever topic it is, and just break down like what their top 9 things are. Like,
I did whatever. It, and I had a really good time.
Yeah,
Monroe
that.
Did top 9 theme songs from like sitcoms from the 90s and 2000s.
And then,
Derek, you could come on and do top 9 fat white women.
You know me. You know me. I love me a good bowl of mash. Fuck y'all. So basically, the podcast is I bring the food and cook it in front of myself, and y'all eat it. Okay,
they critique it.
Yeah, okay, cool.
They go, mm-mm.
So cook your own food at the restaurant. Okay, I got you.
It's fun, though. It's fun. I had a really good time on there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
It was a fun list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the lists are like specific.
Okay.
Like really specific.
Yeah, like Dave did like top 9 Chinese food items.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'd love to be on it.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah. So make sure y'all check that out when that drops, people. Derek, where are your plugs? We getting these drones out of the way right now.
Matter of fact, me and good old Tommy right here, we're doing Soul Joe's on Sunday the 27th over there in PA and some Royersford Railroad, some shit.
Dope.
It's going to be good. We're doing
what
a
heating. What day of Hanukkah is that?
I think the Hanukkah's over.
Hanukkah would be over.
Hanukkah ended like 2 days ago.
That'll be
shit. I thought Hanukkah was leading in. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later.
Finish them plugs.
The Derek Gaines Christmas Spectacular.
Absolutely, we've been doing these Christmas shows a while. You was telling me. I'm like, yeah, we done did a few, like 5.
It's our 5th Christmas show.
So yeah, we're doing another Christmas.
Black Santa and his elf.
Yeah. Black Santa and his lawyer.
Yeah, they go.
This nigga figures out zoning codes and shit. So when I land, you know, white people will call the cops on me. Anyway, a heated dome. It's going to be heated, and it fits about 125 people in there. So this is our first kind of big concert show. We're trying to sell it out. So if you haven't yet, go to my Instagram. The ticket link is in the bio. And it's going to be fun. I'm doing a 60-minute, 67-minute set. I got a lot of shit to talk about. It's going to be good, and Tommy's going to kill, too. Tommy's been working just as hard as me on the rooftops we did this shit. So yeah, 27th, that's all. And keep watching No Need for Apologies and subscribe, goddammit. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
A couple of my cousins are going to be at that show too, and they're newly single.
And then knowing Tommy's going to try to get them in for free. Tommy will be the only nigga who would try to comp take it
Tommy
on the
is
show
a white
he's opening on.
Tommy
hey,
a white
my,
nigga.
I got my sister at the door. Can she get him for free? Here, no, nigga.
Derrickson, I want to do 45 when he does 45. No, I don't want you to have three guest spots do fucking 7 minutes each.
Y'all doing just a two-man show?
I love my friends, but no, it's just me and Tommy. There's a host, but just Tommy go up and then me. I'm not bringing nobody up
for a guest spot.
Oh, shit. My nigga Sergio... I have him go up after
shit,
you.
Nigga, yeah. I'm doing my plugs.
Every time.
But anyway.
Let's finish these plugs. Finish we're going to jump into all of this shit.
All this shit.
All right. When is it? I believe it's New Year's Day. I will be in Connecticut at the Elbow Room. Make sure you check that shit out.
Go ahead, boy.
Derek's at the best. Keep subscribing to the podcast, listening and sharing and all that other shit. I'm on Twitch. Make sure you follow me on Twitch. Monroe
Video
Martin.
Game,
I do that shit. You can talk to me. I have a Discord set up, all of that shit. So come through, let's talk some shit, and have some fun. Now, let's get back into this shit.
All right. Oh, I think, what did you want to say, Dylan?
I just want to plug one thing real quick. Me and Pocket started a podcast. If you like watching cartoons and getting high, if you're watching this on Gas on Wednesday, it comes out on Saturday, the day after Christmas. Or if you're watching this on Sunday on YouTube, it's already out. Go on my channel, Dylan J. Negri on YouTube.
Good shit. Dylan got
just
a podcast.
Watching, just getting high, watching cartoons.
You
Derek's
come to the
be
studio and you watch it?
It's right here.
Good shit.
Yeah,
good
still, shit. It's a lot
why
of fun.
Why does Dylan look like my little brother who steals my Adderall?
He probably does.
I make a lot of money, dude. Thank you for it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Dylan.
Make sure you support Dylan. Dylan is here every week. Fucking
Dylan's
rocking
my
out.
Trusted producer. That motherfucker
yeah,
makes
man.
Moves. I tease him, but he's great.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So. Top nine, we did the plugs. Now let's get into the shit. So, can I ask you, what the fuck is this black people getting superpower shit? I figured you might know.
Oh,
black...
yeah.
So what
yeah, because you're the only nigga that went to an Ivy League high school. So, of course you're getting superpowers, nigga. No, but... You better be getting superpowers, nigga. Your parents work too hard.
Yeah.
No, but it's crazy. This all just started from, like, one person, like, randomly tweeting it. Like, some chick, she tweeted, like, when the solstice and the planets align, like, black people... We're going to, like, go back to our original superpowers or something like that.
So I can drink milk and shit?
Yeah.
What is the superpower?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody just, I don't know.
It just says like, our real DNA.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. This sounds some Hope Tepe fun. All
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it basically is, like, it started out, like, on some Hope Tepe shit, and, like, everybody just ran with it.
Does it happen every year?
Or no. Here we go. As black people, genetically, we are stronger and smarter than everyone else.
Sounds like some black Nazi shit.
Hey,
shut your white mouth!
You better... As a black man, we're genetically stronger.
Hey, y'all been doing this shit for years, nigga. Let us have our moment.
This nigga dressed like a bass fisherman. Motherfucking showing off trying to be like, you white power.
Hey.
You're just like Haile Selassie. What are you talking about?
Haile Selassie? That was good. I'm glad that nobody else got that.
Exactly. It ain't good if nobody got it.
Monroe is dressed like a black lesbian poet.
You look like...
You're getting closer.
You like a ski lodge janitor, nigga. Shut up. Anyway. All right. Ask black people...
Bro is Sam J?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. As black people, genetically, we are stronger and smarter than everyone, and we are more creative. And on December 21st, that's today. Or tomorrow.
It's today.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit. Yeah.
So it hit at
our
midnight.
Real DNA will be unlocked, and the majority will be able to do things that we thought were fiction. I want to fly. What the fuck? Because niggas going to be flying. Like,
I think learn you're only allowed to get...
I don't want
to
fly because racists is going to be shooting us out of the air like Duck Hunt.
Clear!
Because imagine just soaring and minding your own business and then you just get shot out of the air. They shoot us while walking.
All the time.
They shoot us while walking. Why won't they shoot us while flying?
It'd be a game to them. Fuck them crackers, man. How'd you like that one?
That was
good. It was passionate, right?
I was gonna
say, passionate.
You can only have black superpowers, though. Like, you can either be black Static Shock, or you can be Hancock and be an alcoholic.
Or, fuck it. I'll be Cable.
Right? Cable was originally
he's a mutant.
Black. Yeah, he's
which
a
black people?
Mutant. What?
He said black people are mutants.
X-Men is about. Yeah. That's what X-Men is all about. And you going to Ivy League high school, you set up, like you said.
No, I didn't like
you're Wolverine, nigga.
I didn't like Hancock powers.
He was Superman.
I know, but I mean, but it's like they hit him with property damages. Like he had to go to jail. He had to rehab.
All that shit. Like his even as a superhero,
His weakness was a white woman. Like it's a lot of it's a lot of messages in there. Yeah.
I mean, look at it. Isn't it true?
That's crazy. Like you said with the Incredible Hulk, dude. That classic joke you did TV. That shit was so great. Do you got that? The Monroe Martin Incredible Hulk.
Now, just make clip. People look for it.
Or just look for it, but it's still one of my favorite jokes.
I know, but then if we're going to get hit with copyright infringements, and I don't know how to not copyright it. Yeah.
Oh,
just summarize it.
No, well, you don't want to do the joke. Fuck it. All right. But that's crazy. So how you feel about that, Tom? Yeah.
Black superheroes?
Yeah.
If you won't tell the joke, will you at least do a little dance?
See, you hear this, motherfucker? You hear this shit?
It's Black Superhero Day.
Nah, so we got to dance?
Then you got, Dan, show me your superpowers. That's see how the white man trying to take a fucking joyous day for us.
His superpower is dancing. He's such a good dancer.
He's been a dancer. That's not a superpower, nigga. I practiced because I ain't had no friends. That's what that was. I was doing a moonwalk in my kitchen floor because none of the bitches wanted to fuck with me in eighth grade. So that's what that was. So shut up. Don't try to give me an origin story. Just like a fucking white man. Don't give me my goddamn origin story, Tom. Goddamn.
That is your origin story.
No, it's not. He said, you guys are nudging me.
Yo, anyway. Said, exactly.
But no.
Hey, I'm happy for you guys. And I
it don't sound like it. Tommy, it does not sound like you're happy for us.
Black
it sounds like you don't want us to have superpowers. First, you called it black power. You're like, what is this black power stuff?
Yeah. When did I say that?
What did you say? What was that comedy said earlier?
What?
About, damn, don't make him more racist. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. I forget. What did he say?
Dylan, can we do the instant replay? when Derek was reading the
said,
thing.
He said we sound like Nazis. We sound like some Nazi shit.
They said you're genetically superior. That's what Nazis
and we
said.
They said that.
We can't be genetically superior.
But nigga,
superior
we're not putting nobody in gas showers. Huh? Hey, we ain't do that. We ain't putting
James
people on a train.
Genetically better than me?
To the imminent death. I'm glad. Shit.
Hey, man. Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman.
Rest in peace to the Black Panther. Goddamn. You watch
That shit is great.
It's great. Like, great.
I didn't finish watching it.
Ma Rainey's Black Panther. God, acting at its like,
acting and the messages and just
the core of
fucking,
it.
You didn't watch the end?
I didn't. Nigga, I was like
don't tell
doing
him
stuff.
Don't tell him. You gotta watch.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I was doing stuff.
All right.
Ma Rainey is good. The late Chadwick Boseman put on a powerful fucking performance. Like, I was looking like, damn, this nigga's Denzel.
And no, he was great, but he tried to distract us from figuring out what our powers was by throwing the dead black icon in the mix. We're up here trying to be like, all right, so what do you think would make us great?
This nigga's Lex Luthor.
And he was like, fucking Chadwick Boseman. We're like, well, I don't know.
You see me fall right into it? Yeah. I'm done. I don't even deserve my power.
That's how they distract us, right?
This nigga's
we be working together. We be working together, and then they be like, y'all niggas want some sneakers? And then we like, yeah, I'll take some sneakers. Let me get these Jordans. How many fucking Jordans got released during this fucking...
We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about, but Jordans always get released.
Listen.
So on, I say, when America is fucked up, especially the black people. Yeah. The hottest Jordan drop starts to
come. You ever notice that drop always happens around?
It's always
the
some rare shit that you're like, fuck, man. I haven't seen those in a while. And they could get shot at like cement three.
Take these breads.
Breads.
Cool grays.
Yeah.
How about the cool grays?
Dude. But it is not Jordan anymore. It's like other sneaker releases.
It's collabs, fragments, niggas wearing frags and fucking calls and all that shit.
Whenever a bunch of niggas get shot, they're like,
that's funny
because
like this whole pandemic, I was trying to decide like, do I save or get these Reeboks? Like, do I get these new questions?
Oh, like,
they were dropping them all.
But wait till you get sad for some injustice and then buy them.
Yeah, man. I think some black man got harassed the other day, so it should be.
Let me see him. I haven't seen him,
so we could march in style.
Just the original question three.
It was like some. Where it was like, I know, like, it kind of scrapes off and turns into gold. Like, it fades over time.
Oh, yeah, like those, them Jones. Now, if they ain't got the red or the blue Jones, I don't even
They definitely, you saying they scrape it off? Yeah, they scrape the nigga face on the ground. <That's> like, look, just like his face.
Oh, wow.
But dark.
That's dark, but it makes sense. It's crazy. Yeah. So,
goddamn superpowers.
So, black superpowers.
Let's make Tommy try to figure out what powers we should have.
What powers should we have, Tommy? Go ahead.
Yeah. Start what powers will you give all of us in this room?
Are you guys like a team?
We could be.
We could be, yeah. But let's be individual.
Let's be individual
heroes.
So we all
get our individual power.
You all have individual powers.
Yes. Tommy, you're a writer. I want three powers apiece.
Three powers apiece, Tommy.
You all get three powers?
Yeah. Superman got 15 fucking powers.
Yeah,
come on,
Superman,
man. I just want three.
Was bulletproof. He can run. He can fly fast. He
laser
can
eyes and shit. He can read minds.
He can freeze shit with his breath.
Yeah, come on, man. Give us three.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going
to
start.
Trying to give nigga one power. You can fly.
Like it's on his debit card. Yep. I'm going to give y'all niggas one. Swipe once. You get one power each, okay? Yep.
And you better not make it some fucking some bullshit either. All right?
Come on, Tommy.
Right. Three powers, Tommy. Thank you. And you can repeat the powers, but don't just, it can't be a lazy repeat.
Yeah. You write on TV. Mm-hmm. You can do it.
All right. Monroe.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Monroe's powers. Ooh, I can feel it.
He's blind. But he also has like Professor X-like powers.
Ah, you made me crippled, nigga.
So he's blind, but he can read people's minds.
Okay.
But so that's still one power, nigga, because being blind isn't a power.
How the fuck you read, can't see?
No, when he went blind is when he started being able to read people's minds. All right,
so first power, mind reading, which is a power that I never wanted.
But it's a heightened sense. It's not even a power because your eyes went out, so your brain went up. Yeah, this nigga fucking stinks.
But I don't want to read people's minds. You just want to give me the power of insecurity?
But let him give you the powers.
Well, go ahead. We'll break him down.
I like this.
His second power is that he's like really fast, right?
Okay, I'll
so he, but he can't see.
He just fast. Running into shit.
But what he does is, right? He's blind, right? But he can read everybody's mind. So when he runs really fast, he can read people's mind. Like, oh my god, who's that big black guy running at me? So he can get out of the way. But sometimes
so
he does.
GPS. With my eyes closed.
You read people's minds to know
GPS,
when you're about
nigga.
To go.
Just me going, turn left.
Yes.
He made you your own CNI dog.
Okay.
This
so
shit is crazy. All
I
right,
need
so
one more, because this is the second.
He's got like a tongue that like can like.
This nigga made me a freak, a blind, fast freak.
He's got like one of those frog-like tongues. He's got a frog tongue.
He made me a fucking blind, mind-reading fucking freak.
But the frog tongue like can hit people and fuck them up.
So now I got a taste, nigga.
You do it so quick.
I can't fucking see a motherfucker, but I can taste it.
But if they got like a gun on you, you can go like this. If they got a gun on you, you can go, and you can catch the gun with your tongue.
I feel like you don't like me as a person.
What are
you
talking about? He does not like you at all.
You don't like
me
at all. You don't like me.
The fuck did you make him? You don't like me. What kind of hero is that?
That's not a hero.
He's blind, but he can read your mind. Yeah. Lick niggas, and he's really fast.
This is gonna be the first hero that get like me too.
Yep, he gonna be
Tommy made him an old golden retriever.
We finally figured out something that I always suspected, and now that I know, Tommy does not like me.
Tommy made you a freaky frog. He made you a frog villain hero. Oh, you toad with no eyes. Oh, Tommy,
fast.
Tommy don't like
you. Can hear people.
You're a complicated hero, but you have really when you guys all come together as a. Black.
Okay,
group.
So you made me right, a blind so fast freak. So now it's Derek.
So now it's me. Here we go.
Let's go to Derek.
Derek's Martin X.
Okay. All right. Shout
it
out
is
to,
what
the,
it is.
To this movie we're trying
so
to make.
So what's Martin X? What's Martin X power? Because watch Derek get all the cool shit.
Nah, go ahead.
Derek's like a black superhero who fights cops.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's got like an R. Kelly mask.
But what's his powers?
Like, he's got sneakers that are. He's more like. Think of him as like a black.
You're a nigger, Darryl.
I have your power.
You said it.
I just know karate.
He's like a black Batman, Iron Man.
See? So I'm smart.
So he's got...
But he didn't give you no powers. We said
I'm the Batman of the crew, so right. I got to have the gear.
We said powers because today is the day powers. We get powers.
I'm not getting a check.
And this nigga gave you a bunch of shit.
Sneakers. Batman's a superhero. Let me tell you what he is.
He doesn't have any powers.
Yeah, he just got white privilege.
We said powers, and he went, well, you got these sneakers.
Derek has black privilege. All right, so he's got sneakers that are like rocket booster type shit.
We said powers.
Right?
And more. Did we not say powers? Today is the day we get powers. Yeah, he's just giving this motherfucker gadgets.
Yeah, he getting accessories.
Accessories. So give him his powers.
So he's got this bat, right? He's got this bat that can catch bullets. So when cops like try to shoot at him, he just catches them all with his fucking bat.
All right, because we're going to say, so you got super heightened like reflexes.
Okay.
Because if you can catch a fucking bullet with a bat, then that means you got to be quick enough.
Super hyper reflex.
So super hyper reflex.
Okay.
Let's give
That's
you
some
that
Spider-Man
one.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Because his grandmom used to fuck with...
oh, my God.
He's giving you the plot of this
His grandmom used to fuck with like this like karate master, and the karate master trained him.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, he's got the sneakers, they're the rocket boosters, super agility with that fucking bat.
Super agility.
And then he's got a gold watch. All right, Anthony.
He refused to give you powers and just was like, here's all these things. Here are these things. That's what he thinks about you. He thinks Derek accessorizes.
The gold watch has like these little balls on them that he can like throw at people and they just like bang off a cop.
So, but guess what you just made, gave him labor? He either got to outsource the creation of those balls or make the balls himself.
That's not true. His grandmom was a NASA scientist. She's
so outsourcing, meaning somebody else is making it.
It's his grandmother.
So you want to put the senior citizen
in
to
the
work
family.
Instead of him just protecting her.
Does my, does my nana get powers too?
She likes
Black
doing
Twitter?
It. No, she's still alive.
Okay, cool.
She lives to make you balls, nigga.
Balls, bats, and sneakers with rocket boosters in them.
Yeah, he didn't give
so I don't
really
have powers. My grandma got all of the tech.
The R. Kelly mask and like a leather jacket.
R. Kelly mask, you talking about those children pantyhose that he wrapped around his face?
Yeah.
You mean the Victoria's Secret with the holes cut out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yo. Also, since he doesn't get superpowers... He's got this hoodie that's like a fucking like bulletproof hoodie. So like
Teflon.
If a cop puts a gun to his head, he just goes and then ding.
So
and then it shoots the cop
so
in the fucking
pulls,
hand.
If he forgets to pull up his hoodie, he's dead.
Nah, but he
no, it I guess it automatically.
He's got the reflexes.
So I can tell when somebody about to buck at me. So whack and then blah. Right.
Black Iron
so
Man.
I'm Black Iron Man Batman with no money.
Yep.
Because I'm driving my grandmom's Buick all over the city fighting crime.
I like this. It reminds me of like the tuxedo with Jackie Chan, but it's just like the hoodie.
Yeah, like, absolutely. You remember Jackie Chan. So thanks,
like,
Tom.
Yeah, like
so I'm like the Batman of the crew, so I got a book of flight when all y'all can fly.
Accepted it, though. I'm mad you accepted it because we said powers.
I don't have
and
any
he
power.
Gave you no powers, and you're like, you know what, white man?
Right.
Thank
you. If you catch him without his hoodie, it's a rip.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. Damn, that's not really...
Tom don't
we got to rewrite this shit.
Tom don't like us.
Tom so don't ahead. Like...
Let's see if he don't like Aunt Moore.
Aunt Moore. Three powers for Aunt Moore.
Yeah, three powers for Aunt Moore.
Anthony can, like... he has, like, Iceman-like powers, right?
Oh, shit.
Damn, you already
all the, all the fucking magic.
Iceman powers.
Iceman.
Damn. Okay.
But his whole body doesn't become Iceman. Just his hands and his feet.
You get really cold hands and cold feet.
But that's all you really need.
Yeah.
Because when the hands happen, then he can like fuck people up with like ice beams and shit.
Yeah, okay.
And he can still do it with his legs if he needs to.
So what happens if they step on his feet? Because you can break ice. So what happens if they just punch this nigga in the hands? Just bang.
Or what if they fight in a hot room?
Yeah.
A very hot room. What if they're doing, what if the villain is at Bikram Yoga and it's 120 degrees in the room?
I can't fight crime in the summer.
Tommy, don't. He can't do it.
I'm glad
he, we need Tommy
you.
Will not let us be great. But
I'm
go ahead.
Glad you,
we need you.
I'm glad you asked that, though, because his second power is that his whole body can turn to fire.
So he just be melting his hands?
So this nigga's fire and ice. This nigga's...
I'm a condom.
No, he don't have no hands.
This nigga's 70s R&B.
Nah.
So he don't have no hands because his hands and his feet be melting.
You don't understand.
Go ahead.
So he thaws himself out.
So he can ice beam people without being a fire body, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But then when he if he goes fire body,
yeah,
he can just not have regular hands and feet if he wants to. and he could just go up to somebody and fucking catch them on fire. But he could also have his fucking ice hands, and then when he does it, because of the fire, yeah. it's hot ass water and it fucking melts people and shit.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
He got hot ass water. Black wife. Yeah. A pot of water on it.
yeah, man.
Okay, that's two. That's two. Yeah. One
more. The third one is that he's bulletproof.
That's what all the power should have been.
Just bulletproof now. All right,
so.
No, that's why you're saying, like, what happens if someone steps on his feet or some shit? It doesn't matter. He's like Teflon.
So, okay, yeah, Teflon, good. Fire, and ice.
But he can't fly, so he got to walk everywhere.
Now he got dirty ice man. Now the nigga got slushy.
That's not true. You never saw Iceman travel with the... He can go like...
Oh, yeah, with the...
And his feet can make ice. Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't wear sneakers because your feet stink because all that moisture.
All that moisture.
No, and sometimes when he needs you to chill, he'll just make a fucking, because you're running around banging into shit.
I'm banging into shit.
So sometimes when he just needs you to relax for a second, he makes like a little ice gel around you. But it melts after a couple hours.
See? So he doesn't like and me then or Derek.
He just did
sometimes he needs you to just do your thinking shit.
So now
you always want to run around.
And we not the star. Yo, that nigga the star. Yes. We are background heroes. Yes. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He just want to run and lick shit.
Fuck, baby, laugh.
I don't know what you're talking about. You guys all have cool powers.
So so what's the name of this like this trio?
BLM.
I wish I could say it. I'm not allowed to say it.
The Coons?
The Coon Squad.
Oh, my God.
That's better.
The Coon Squad.
And I'm missed allowed to say it because it's co-written by Derek.
What happened, Dylan?
I was like, you guys missed an opportunity for the Coon Goons.
Oh, man.
The Coon Goons.
No,
you missed an opportunity to say goon, you son of a bitch.
No.
And coon at the same time.
The Coonies.
Wait, say
the
Coonies. Wait, what? I don't want to say it because I already said Coon Squad. What did he call it?
He said the Coon Goons.
Those are the bad guys you fight.
So we don't get to fight white crime.
No.
We got to fight black crime.
It's just more black crime.
Black crime. That's it. It's just a never-ending cycle fighting niggas.
No.
Why the white
people with powers now.
With no powers, just a bunch of disabilities. Damn, Tom, you summed up the world perfectly.
I didn't make the rules, Jim.
That's fucked up.
The Tom just summed up
that's
America.
That's the squadron fight. Like, every episode?
Every episode. Hey. Like, they like silly putties.
They like the putties, but... Gotta go to nigga right there.
Tommy, you're not racist.
Tommy's not racist, but goddamn, that shit was funny.
You're close.
Oh, man. He gave us the worst powers. Oh,
I appreciate you.
I love Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks. Tom, thank you for that.
Dude, you guys can go on a lot of adventures together.
Yeah, oh, just fucking this.
But like our adventures is like just sectioned to where it's not gentrified. Like we got to stay in Brownsville and Canarsie.
Oh, we can only fight in the hood.
Yeah.
That is shit don't make, we don't
like
cross
Miles
over to white
Morales.
America.
Yeah. Miles Morales better not go to
Let me tell you something about that Miles Morales right there. They put that motherfucker in Jordans immediately. Yeah. I was like, God damn. Yeah. I mean, granted, it's dope, but
in
I'm
the
like,
video game,
fuck, why can't
Adidas.
We just have the regular Spider-Man stocking feet like that nigga had?
In the video game, he starts off with Adidas. He has on the Super?
Well, they switched it now. In the first game, it was Jordans, and now in the new game, it's Adidas, and the Adidas look garbage.
Yeah. They dumb.
Hey, man, I don't know.
The high top superstars.
How do you wear sneakers and cling to the wall with your feet?
Because he's a spider.
You can still do that.
Nah, but the spider boots are like special to where like you can like step on them because they're like see through or whatever.
Yeah. Like,
and the sneakers have the soles.
Because we got real DNA.
No, so maybe it's just a pressure that he applies to the wall when he's holding on to it with his hands that you think that he's balancing with his feet too.
Yeah, it's called elbow grease.
Okay.
That's a very legit question. Because if Spider-Man's powers is he can stick to the walls, then why is his feet sticking where he's wearing shoes? So Spider-Man should be naked.
Or have the suit that, that's all kinds of holes.
That go through, like how Spider-Man has.
Yeah. So maybe that's why he has on Adidas. they have on thinner soles.
Maybe.
All right, what's next? I looked up
the answer for Spider-Man and his Jordans. It's basically, it's just, they get scientific about it. It's just spiders, fluid, sticks to walls. He's just coming a lot in his shoes. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, great.
There's just a lot of juice in the shoes. And
oh, all right. So it works through the soles.
Yeah. That's what it literally just says. It works through the layers. And then, it's just, you got some sticky-ass shoes.
Yeah,
like, hey, man. Some crusty-ass shoes.
He should be in church shoes.
That'd be funny. Yep. Penny Lovers.
Yep.
He fight niggas. Like, remember the Africans at community college? Anybody?
Yes,
them motherfuckers wore penny loafers to class. It was the funniest
shit
ever.
Fuck around. They came fully dressed. It was either the penny loafers or the fucking boat shoes, no socks,
tight
pants. And they came to class like it was like a real, they like came to make it. I'm like, oh, I was just fucking around.
Yeah, man. Africans used to wear that strange shit too. Like I was around community when they was wearing like Vocal velour sweatsuits with the penny loafers. Like when Nelly was hot. That shit was weird.
I mean, even when Nelly was hot, Vocal wasn't.
Vocal, like, I remember niggas trying to wear Vocal. I never wore it.
I would never put on Vocal.
What's worse, Vocal or FUBU?
Vocal was worse than FUBU because FUBU had like an FUBU actual had some run. Yeah. Vocal was trying to be Rock-A-Ware and Sean
John.
What was
the Rhino one?
Echo.
Yeah.
Echo.
Echo. That was
Anichi.
Anichi was
but
weird.
I according to Google, because I asked Google, and it was like, E Nice. And I was like, that's what it's actually supposed to be, E Nice? Wow. But I always thought it was a Nietzsche.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was,
too. A Nietzsche.
Yeah.
Maybe that was like a Philly thing, just like people in Philly called it a Nietzsche.
We were like, E Nietzsche, and he was like, it's not E Nietzsche.
It's E Nice. It had something to do with something New York City something. Like, it was like some goofy shit.
E Nietzsche sounded better. It made just shit.
A Nietzsche made it sound like fly.
Remember, what is it? You had a Nietzsche, you had a Zora.
Yeah, with them paint on the shirts.
Yeah.
With the big ass hand on it. Yeah, I remember that.
What was the Philly fashions. Dude? The Philly dude. Moschino.
Where it was like, they just took some
paint.
Ink. Yeah,
some
and just like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he actually sold that shit for a lot of money.
I feel like we're walking around a city blue right now.
Maybe that is that a
shout
hideout
to the six Filipino girls.
Is that our hideout? Is that our base? We gotta hang out in the fucking
city blue.
City blue.
Like that for the
or House of Hoops.
Like we just walked through the gallery.
Foreman Mills.
Headquarters is Foreman Mills. Like isn't a dilapidated Foreman Mills, hidden in plain sight. We walk in, it's like all the tech and all that shit. Okay, fair enough.
We went back to the superhero thing.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about it. We keep talking about it's coming back around.
Like we walk in the Foreman Mills, pull out some Long Johns and the wall just flips.
Long Johns and the dicky. Yeah.
But you got to make them, you pull them together. You got to pull them and it switches it all of a sudden.
They're Long Johns.
Long Johns.
And they're bulletproof.
Oh, so now we got to wear Long Johns.
And then Anthony's pissed because he's like, I don't even need to wear these Johns.
So do we just wear like dickies? Wear like dicky pants, double pocket dickies.
So wait a minute. So now we got to wear the
what's
Long
our
Johns
uniform?
Under. So what are we, firemen? Like this, what the fuck is like?
Don't you want to be warm? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I like Long Johns.
Superhero.
I got a pair
long
on right
johns.
Now.
Superheroes wearing long johns.
Defeats the whole fucking point.
Yeah. What are
Superman
Luke Cage?
Walked around fucking Antarctica with a plaid T-shirt and some Dockers on.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, cold don't affect me." Like, can we? We don't get none of that.
Nothing.
None
of that shit.
Cold definitely
Anthony's
affects you guys.
Anthony's body can keep you warm.
What?
So now we just got to huddle around this little nigga.
We might as well go living just enough for the sit. Nigga, you made this not good.
Anthony's hot, taut body will keep you warm.
Tom. Told you, Tom didn't like us.
Tom,
I said this
I've
from the beginning
Tom,
of the friendship.
Tommy,
and you didn't believe me.
I don't like you guys. I love you guys.
Yeah, no, you don't like us.
You don't like us, though.
You don't like us, Tom.
He gave you a frog tongue, nigga. I can't get over that.
A frog tongue, nigga. A really strong frog tongue. Damn.
You're a complicated hero.
I guess, if that's how you want to say it. You know complicated can hurt our image in Hollywood.
I don't know what's worse. I don't know.
Calling me a white man calling me complicated? What are you trying to blackball me?
Yeah. That's like angry.
Yep. White guy. Hard to work with. White guy. He's always hard to work with. Ah, he's difficult. Then it's fucking, yeah.
That's your last mission.
That's my last mission.
That's right, my last
one. Will Smith me? You trying to Will Smith me?
Do you know how much Hollywood work you'll get? You can read everybody's mind and be like, I know you fucked that 16-year-old. Give me this job.
But he's blind. They ain't going to take him serious.
Like, they get your blind.
His eyes probably
they can tell me it's a Hollywood feature.
There's blind
actors. But it's really just a fucking straight to iPhone. Think of like you're in this big movie.
All movies are on iPhones anymore, man. Look, HBO Max.
They'd be like, look, you're awesome.
Oh shit, what Chris Rock say? It's just a stack to Stevie. This yep. motherfucker don't know if you got hundreds or ones. They gonna pay Roe and Monopoly money.
I got supersonic hearing, so all I can hear is the way they get if they're counting the money. I don't know what the fuck they're counting.
You doing that Ray Charles shit. Yeah. Remember they was trying to shortchange him on the movie and he just that's not it. Like you gotta rip man, he made this shit complicated, bro. Yeah.
You don't have supersonic hearing.
reading minds. So I got to fucking read their minds and be like, I'm going to shortchange this nigga. But all they got to do is just tell themselves that they're not shortchanging me.
Because there's some holes in this shit,
bro.
Yeah,
if I can read their minds, all they have to do is just talk to themselves and say something different.
They going to catch, they going to be like, oh, this blind nigga know too much. They going to change up.
Keep it together, Tom. Keep it together.
All right, wait. I don't know if these powers are worse. Are they worse or better than this $600 stimulus check? You seen this shit?
I mean,
the new stimulus is 600 big ones.
I mean, free PlayStation.
Yeah, that's PlayStation.
That's all that. That's y'all.
That's
I got you.
That's
I got you.
Shit.
What?
You thought about it. Yeah, now I get a free PlayStation from the government?
But is the government going to drop the 600 at the same time PlayStation
drops the new? Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, because you said they're already in back order.
Back order.
So if they're already in back order, that means they're already pre-ordered. They're already sold out.
Yeah.
So, would you gonna hold on to that shit?
Well, I just got mine. So this is right
I know
on,
you got
so
it.
This,
How'd
so
you get
right
it?
You got a PS5?
Is that was that the
is
last one?
Yeah. Oh, this shit is amazing.
But God, you can't play with people who got a PS4.
I know. I'm lonely as shit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, lonely at the top, ain't it?
Yeah. Because my homie been like, "Yo, let's jump on Call of Duty." I'm like, "You playing on a PS5?" He's like, "Oh shit, you should have got one." Nigga, shut up.
Nigga, shut up. I thought I had it this year for Christmas, but nope. That shit gone.
So how'd you get yours? Run us through the story.
Run us through the story,
PS5.
Bro.
No, I was chilling at home. Yeah. My girl, she wanted to go to Walmart. And I'm like, man,
and
I don't
we never
feel like...
want to go. But
I was like, man,
was
I don't
Lord,
feel like
the
it.
Lord made you get up. Go ahead.
And she needed an iPhone charger. So I'm in an electronics aisle. She was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to get somebody to open
she
the
gave
case.
You a peace of mind. You found your greatness. Go ahead.
And then like I hear all this noise in the next aisle over, and I look. And I see, like, one, like, sitting on top of the shelf. So I'm like, oh, maybe that's just pre-orders. Then people start getting in line.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, shit, let me hop in. Like, just like
so
that.
So you grabbed it, and you was like, fuck it.
Yeah, like.
Oh, no, you couldn't
grab
it.
I couldn't grab it. Yeah, it was beyond the counter. And then they were like, we don't have that many. But I was like, let me just stand in line and see.
Yeah,
like,
and see.
How many.
And loam. And
then they
and
both
let go. Like, God. So you let go. Let God.
Look at you stepped out of your own way.
Right. There you go. Nigga,
you
better preach.
God take
you better do something. You better
you
say
You hear what I'm saying? Because you did something you didn't want to do, and that was go to Walmart with your girl.
Talk
but you
pasta.
Said, fuck that. Let
fuck
me
that.
Get out of my way. Do something that makes her happy that doesn't benefit me.
God
you and took a chance, and God took care of you. Do you hear that message?
God is on your side.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen, God damn
it. Amen, God.
We have
amen.
Our white preacher visiting today. He's going to do a 10-minute message on what it is to be blessed
Reverend
and to have
Tom
white
Cassidy.
Privilege. Reverend Tom Cassidy.
No, I was just going to say you could grab
He's
one.
He's handing niggas shitty powers. Uh-huh. So make sure you hit him up at the end, buy his merch, and order a shitty. He'll give you a shitty power.
He'll give you a shitty deal for a shitty power.
You could just grab one of the PS5s with your tongue.
And then I would have to steal it.
He done made you a whole felon.
I'm a felon.
No. You run out of there fast as shit.
God, that means I stole it.
But as you're running out, you're just bumping into shit.
Yep,
you can't see.
Sorry.
And you gonna play? How the fuck are you going to play? You can't. Oh,
how am I going to play the game?
You just Tommy bumping into Vizio TVs.
The worst set of powers.
No, man. And you know what, Tommy? I'm glad to know you don't like me now.
He gave you the worst.
Because it allows me to just know.
Tommy just smacked you in the face.
Tommy don't like me. And it's fine.
Oh, make
and
him
I'm
blind.
Glad
can't
I know
see
that.
His wife no more. Can't see his cat.
No wife, no cat. Can't
he
play
just
video
gotta,
games.
Hello.
I just gotta read niggas' mind.
Is it me you're looking, nigga? You gave him the Lionel Richie shit. I don't believe this shit.
No, man.
Oh no. Ant, you're doing good, though. You got all your
Ant,
high school pounds.
Ant, you're the shit, Ant. Yeah. You're great,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, man.
But that's because you went
Tommy
to
Tommy made
Ivy
me
League
a sneakerhead.
School.
That's what it
made you a fucking sneakerhead.
Made me a sneakerhead.
That lives
cool
home with us.
I got a cool closet full of gadgets.
Yep. Because if your house burns down, you don't got shit.
I spent a lot of time writing that script that nothing will ever come of it. So I got to
so
at least
funny.
Let you be a,
Thanks,
that superhero.
Man, I do I at least have insurance on all my shit?
Of course.
Thank you. That's the power in itself. No, insurance.
But it's funny, you got all these cool gadgets that you want to show him.
He can't see shit.
Can't
Yo,
see.
Nigga, you should see this new yeah. iron suit yeah. I just yeah. made.
Yo, just fill it with your tongue.
That's funny. He feels stuff with his tongue.
Man, like it, now he's a snake. Now you a snake ass nigga. You an amphibian. He made you a whole reptile. You
damn, man.
Shit. Damn, bro.
You danced at my wedding.
You danced at his wedding.
We ate, my wedding.
We ate French fries and hot dogs together, nigga. That's what he did to me. We had hot dogs and French fries as a family,
yes.
nigga. And he gave you tongue and no eye
yes.
power.
Yeah. You know the life I have at home. You know the beautiful life I have, and now I can't enjoy it.
Can't even see it. Can't even see it. Oh, Tommy.
Speaking of y'all both, well, Tom just recently got engaged. You want to share? You happy?
Yeah, congrats, Tom.
You happy?
How you feeling, man? You got engaged during the pandemic.
Yeah, I haven't told any of you guys this story of how it happened. It is kind of an interesting story.
I'm listening.
So I went to the Queens Botanical Garden.
Okay.
Because we live in Queens, and I thought that would be a nice place to do it. And then it's right next to Corona Park.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd get pictures by, like, that, like, the spear that me and you
went
through.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
The Unisphere, or whatever it's called. And, like, right when we got to the Queens Botanical Garden, this dude started following us.
Ooh.
Right? And, like, at first I was like, he's probably not following us. It's probably fine.
That's how it always starts.
It was you, your lady, and a photographer?
No, it was just me and her. She didn't know that I was going to ask her.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, she didn't know that I was going to ask her. So she just thought we were at the botanical garden on a nice Sunday.
Yeah, go ahead.
So then she goes to look at the map, and that dude, like, walks ahead of us. Then he, like, stops in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And we walk by him, and he's, like, eyeing us the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then I look at him, like, what's up? I'm like, but I keep walking because I'm a bitch. And
but you were man enough to be like,
what's up?
What's up? And I appreciate
I like that.
Yeah, well, you didn't fucking go.
Let's hear the rest. Let's hear the rest of the story before we go to me being tough or anything like that. So, like, now I'm like, I still haven't said anything to her. Because also, like, 5 minutes before this, I'm getting ready to ask her to marry me. So I'm, like, nervous about that a little bit. And then, like, still I'm like, maybe it's nothing. And we go up this hill to where the flowers are. Mm-hmm. And I look back, and he's not, like, following us.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, all right, maybe we're good.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at flowers for, like, a minute or two.
Yeah.
And then the guy kind of, like, not pops out, but he appears.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And walks by us, and we walk by him, and he has, like, a gum wrapper in his hand, and he throws it at us.
Oh.
And
Did it hit you?
It hit my girl.
Oh!
Now, this is just a gum wrapper. There's no gum in it. It's just a little piece of paper.
Okay.
And I see it, like, floating to the ground.
Yeah.
And then she turns to me, and she's like, I think we should leave.
Oh.
And then I was like, okay. So then we, like, just leave.
Yeah.
And, like, we get a car. And then I go to the Brooklyn Botanical Garden where you have to pay money to get in.
Yeah.
There aren't any fucking riffraffs in there.
Okay.
Ooh,
and then.
You mean niggas?
But then I asked her at Brooklyn Botanical Garden and it all worked out. But it was definitely like a weird situation.
She's like, well, you must really love gardens today.
Yeah.
I know. She was like, why did we go from one flower spot to the next flower spot?
Well, I was just like, let's not let this crazy guy ruin our day.
Yeah.
So then we went to the Brooklyn Botanical Garden and the rest of the day was cool. But it was pretty, like, touch and go there for a minute.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, I don't know. It was just weird. Also, what was the most terrifying thing about it was the guy just never said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just, like, psychotic. He reminded me of the dude Chris from The Wire.
Okay.
Like Snoopers.
Yeah,
He'll blow somebody's brains out and not even look at him. Yeah.
That's
so crazy. It was that kind of thing. So, okay. Like, I could be, like, to you guys, be like, oh, I was going to be like, yo, what the fuck are you throwing shit at? But really, I was just like, let's get the fuck out of here.
If it was that, if you saw something like that deadness in his eyes and maybe
complete
you seen the danger and you didn't see.
Also, I had a fucking diamond in my pocket, too.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Had a
so it's like,
yeah.
So it was just like one of those things.
How big of a diamond? Like a nice, like an unrobbable diamond or like some shit where, oh, I can get stuck up
there. Oh, no. Yeah, definitely get stuck up for it. It's your engagement ring.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Go ahead, Tommy. Yeah. It was all cool with that. I can't even fathom that shit.
What? Marriage and shit?
Yeah, me and my girl are
we're just happy.
Don't think about it.
You shouldn't even be thinking about it right now.
A year ago, it's unfathomable that you would even have a girlfriend.
Right, yeah,
so
don't start that shit.
That really just threw me by surprise.
This is real progress.
If you cuffing season for enough seasons, you go to the league. Mm. So that's what happened.
But you didn't cuff season. Also, you didn't do no cuffing season. You did fucking season.
You're right.
And don't be afraid of love. Yeah. It doesn't happen to have
that's
to happen
Derek's weak
this
God.
Year, next
weak.
Year.
A bitch that love him. That's his kryptonite.
Stop
she
liking
like,
me.
Derek, she was like, Derek, I carry. Like,
this bitch like me.
Monroe, save me with your tongue.
Jackass. I got to go to the bathroom on that one.
Oh, well, see, look, he about to go punch the mirror.
Right when we start talking about love, Derek has to leave.
All right, come on, man. You can take it, man. You deserve it. It ain't that bad. Well, how do you feel? You've been married for, not married. You've been engaged for like 3 weeks now, correct?
Like 5 weeks.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Well, it's still fresh in my mind.
Of course it's fresh. No, it's good, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, it felt like it was time. I didn't want to go another like Christmas or anything like that, being like, this is my girlfriend.
And you didn't feel the pressure? You didn't feel that like that heat on the back of your neck?
I feel like you're putting pressure on me.
No, how long y'all been together? How long you and your lady been together?
A while.
Oh, like past five?
Around that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She Ivy League too?
Temple.
I mean, high school.
But I mean, well.
No, she ain't gonna
first of all, it's Ivy League colleges, by the way.
No, he went to St. Joe's.
No.
An Ivy League high school.
No, it's not. It's a college.
No, you didn't go to St. Joe's. You went to St.
Joe's
high school and.
No, I went to West Catholic.
You went to St. Joe's prep.
No, I went to West Catholic.
Nigga, why
Catholic?
Did I think you went to St. Joe's prep?
No, I mean, it's Catholic school.
Nah, nigga, it's a difference.
He went to St. Joe's College.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought you went. My bad, I thought he went to St. Joe's prep.
No, it's fine.
Never mind then. You went to the same school he went to.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Which school did you go to?
Wait, what's
I went to Archbishop Carroll for high school.
Oh, okay. What joint you went to?
West Catholic. But it was like same league.
Same shit. Y'all fucked the same white girls. You definitely did. See?
I wasn't fucking in high school.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Were you?
I was like once or twice.
The shopping bag story.
Yeah, I wasn't cleaning.
I forgot about
school,
that shopping bag story.
Oh, yeah. That's all. I had a trash bag on my penis.
Yep. Young love.
Yeah, man, look, young love. You're not guided. You don't have anybody showing you the right way. And then other kids your age.
Do you remember?
All you got to do is just cover the tip. And you're like, okay.
Are your parents still together?
Yeah.
Okay, so that plays a part too.
Yeah, whereas your parents are still together?
No.
Your parents aren't together?
No. So that makes it easier to have sex
in
high school, whereas like you just got to worry about one person not being home. Whereas you got to worry about...
That's why I wasn't getting pussy in high school.
Yeah, because you had a family that loved you. You didn't have a hardworking mom. Some people just got a hardworking mom or nobody.
Yeah, my mom working doubles tonight. I'm getting some ass.
Yep. You think your kid home studying while you fucking... pulling in extra 40 hours and don't be trying to get his dick sucked.
Yeah, man. Well, what was I going to say? Oh, I wanted to ask you, do you remember what kind of shopping bag it was? Like, was it ShopRite or Acme?
No, it was a little, CVS? One of those.
Was it a Chinese store black bag?
But it was like just a little, you know, the little trash bag you put in your fucking bedroom. You know,
that's even worse.
And
that's
little
thicker.
Trash bag
she had nothing
bedroom.
To say about this.
It was new.
Oh, you talking about the trash bag condom?
Yeah.
I remember
Wait,
that.
So
it was new.
Like, did you rip off a piece of the plastic?
I ripped off a piece of the plastic. And I covered the enough of the head in. Then I put a rubber band on it.
I just imagine, how old are you, like 15?
I was about 17.
Okay. Go, yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Did you like lubricate 16. This bag?
Nah, nigga.
Just counted on the wetness.
Yeah. I just like to imagine just like a horny fat 17 version of you DIYing fat, this nigga. Trash bag to fuck this girl. It's insane. Yeah, nigga, you're horny as shit just cutting up the bag trying to get it on your
cut.
Kids wanted to bust that kid nut. Nigga, yeah. I got caught watching porn on cable. Wow. I was ordering porn. I knew my mom was going to get the bill, but I was like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. You know. Man,
I blame it on the sun.
Blame it on the sun.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But so Ant said something. He said, damn, Tom, I feel like you're putting the pressure on me. That's what he said to Ant. Because yeah. Ant feels like now he got to get married. But his girl's college educated, so he had no choice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, we seen your woman. She don't play that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like.
You might have to do some. Dastardly like shit to break over that.
And get choked.
Yeah. Choke that's me. Not going to just be a clean
she
break.
Definitely.
So you might as well just.
Ant got some anger to him and he tried to control it, but she definitely fucking grabbed his nigga by the throat. Like, ah!
I'm saying.
And he's like, I'm saying. You ain't going to keep putting your hands on me.
I'm saying. Yo, the ball.
That's why he's going to be doing push ups to protect himself.
Uh huh.
I feel that pressure. But Tom didn't feel no pressure. You didn't feel no pressure.
I just
she'd been running with you for a while though.
Yeah, for yeah.
She's
a
my
while.
Friend.
I'm like
Yeah. Also it's I do want to have kids, so I feel like that's a
and you don't want to road baby.
Family and shit.
Yeah, Tom don't want to road baby. You're like, let me
what do you mean, fuck some girl on the road?
And have a baby and then find out when the baby's like old enough to talk and disrespect you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't even know about you, little bitch.
Yeah, he tries to roast battle me.
TikTok you. Yep, so on TikTok, bro, how you dance piece of shit.
Uh-huh. Dude, TikTok is so fucked up, man. Yeah, do you ever go down that fucking...
Nah, man.
Oh, it's too much. It's a lot of bells and whistles.
You downloaded it? You have it?
I had it on my old phone. Oh, I got to get it on. I got to put it back on.
You got TikTok?
Yeah, because my little sister, she like... She sends my mom videos, like, as subtweets, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, my sister, she just sent my mom this TikTok about how parents say they don't have a favorite child, but they always use a certain child birthday as the password for everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And it's her birthday?
No, she used my birthday for everything. Yeah. Oh, yo, so she sent that to my mom to make her feel bad.
That's funny. Do you TikTok?
No.
You don't TikTok? I would think
that's
you
the new
TikTok.
Comedy wave. That's what comics is doing.
Why you ain't TikToking?
I don't know.
I feel like Ant Moore should be TikToking. I feel like we kind of old and
I aged
weird,
out, nigga.
But you are, nigga, you're not even 30 yet.
I can't dance.
But you got jokes.
You can tell jokes. Yeah. Shit.
Why don't you just put
some
your videos that you have? You make videos.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll throw those videos up, but like not like.
And the video, the videos you already do when you like my barber.
Yeah.
My barber.
Your barber.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, whatever you're doing.
It's a million views on Twitter, baby.
Dude, do that shit. What about you? You TikToking?
I mean, I just post my videos on there and shit.
And you got a following that worked for you?
I mean, no. But I
how
mean,
how many people have looked at your shit on TikTok?
I have like 6,000 something likes or
that's
something.
That's good.
It's
that's
like
good.
Something. Yeah, it's not. Whatever.
I don't know what it
He's
is.
He's lying to us.
I didn't even know
good
you had
holding information. He's successful on TikTok.
No, there's a couple videos that popped off. I noticed like when TikTok's so fucked up. Like I have a joke about like Adderall.
Yeah.
So like when I put like hashtag Adderall and I have like a video of like doing like a Philly sports montage with like my Adderall joke.
Yeah.
And that got like 20,000 views.
Yeah, because people like Adderall.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is if you like hashtag and have like content that involves drugs,
then
you can
get
a lot of views.
Molly Percocet.
Like I said licks. More licks. See, you already got me fucking thinking about my superpower. I said, get more licks. And now I'm up here thinking about licking shit. You son of a bitch.
Tommy is worse.
That's
bizarro.
TikTok
or Mysterio.
TikTok is crazy, though. Like the shit that is on there, it'll be like a girl singing, like, caught in a bad romance.
Yeah.
But, like, and she'll tell a text story of how, like, her stepdad molested her. And it's like,
she was like, Carry by. It's like it locked in the basement. Yeah. Fed cat food.
It's that, like when they do that, when they point to the words.
When they do they do the whoa. Yeah. And then they just keep doing that. And it's like, and he molested me. It's like, you weren't in a bad romance. You were molested.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man.
And like, then, like, the next video of that person she'll be doing like a dance, like it's nothing. And it's just, and then like there'll be like single moms on there crying because they can't afford to give their kids like presents and shit. And then like the next video is like girls like judging their mom's like boyfriends, which is funny. It's just like a crazy video. It's the first thing that makes me feel legitimately old.
Because like, I noticed like, one girl, she does TikTok videos, like real attractive girl. Yeah. She does dances.
Yeah, she got ass videos. But real like, attractive girl.
But it's like ass videos. But then, like,
maybe
the
Bobby
text.
Versus next to it or some
yeah,
shit
but,
like,
the text is, like, about, like, systematic racism. It's like.
She's doing her part.
It's like you turning me on right now, but I should be angry.
But you're paying attention.
She's giving you mixed emotions. That's what she doing
what
in real life.
What have you learned about systematic racism?
Through watching that ass.
Through watching that ass shake. If she puts the message on the cheek, it's perfect.
That is pretty perfect. That's how niggas pay attention.
It's like, she'll shake her ass and then be like, on Friday, we're protesting here.
So funny. She makes that black dick matter. But yo,
there's TikTok.
My favorite is when they post a thirst trap and then something like really serious as the next slide.
Yeah, so, like, man, I see what you're trying to do.
It's hilarious. Yeah. You just read the first line, swipe back. You're like, all right, I'm here.
I just hate when they go on TikTok. I hate them.
So you still do have it, but you just don't post
it. I didn't download it on my phone yet. I got to do it. But I just want to say, fuck all the people that film themselves helping the poor. I can't stand
them. Oh, my God, I fucking hate that
shit. I hate you with a passion. I hate when they film that. But I also hate when these white women try to make everybody awkward when they put their fucking missing face dogs on TikTok. Yeah. Like the dog will have a jaw that's over here, or he's a dwarf and he got a little like if you have a heart, like what the fuck?
If you have a heart, if you've seen my dog and
they
the
put
dog,
a McLaughlin
like,
song behind
melted,
it, and the dog got one foot and his nose is up here, and I'll be like, bitch, I don't feel like.
That dog them turned into a pile of leaves.
And shout out to Keith Robinson. Shout out to healing Keith Robinson. I remember we was watching the Olympics one time, and the nigga with the staple legs was on, and he was like, why are you making the Olympics awkward? And I was like, why the fuck? You know he coming in last. He coming in last.
Yeah, baby.
But why we going,
He wasn't in the Special Olympics?
No, it was just a regular Olympics.
It was regular Olympics, and everybody else had Olympic legs. He had Olympic function.
Because he was so much better than the other people
that
so
were in the Special Olympics.
Yeah, so they were like, "Look, man, you're
but
so fucking fast. You're like faster than two-legged niggas. We got to put you against them people because you're just dominating this shit."
Okay. Yeah. One of my roommates in college,
he was
in
the legs.
Was in the Special Olympics.
How was your roommate in college in the Special Olympics?
He was like. He was like partially blind, which is funny. Going back to this,
and he was basing you on
was
some
he
other.
Black?
And he was white, and he was really fast.
Okay,
but he told people
that was a superpower.
Yeah, he told people he was going to the.
He was somebody else's power.
He went to the Special Olympics.
Hand-me-down powers.
He went to the Special Olympics while we were in college, and he told everybody he was going to the Post Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did he win?
I think he got like a bronze medal or something. He was good.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
So did he lean like he veered left or a lot?
The night he went to the Special Olympics, he fucking college pranked me. He put like conditioner in my hair when I was asleep and ate all my bagel bites.
And how's that a prank?
And then he just broke out.
Sound like a dick.
The prank has a button to it. The prank is like.
I don't know.
It just sounded like he didn't like you.
I just got bullied by a retarded kid.
Yeah, and he found the opportunity to just fucking. He found an opportunity to just be an asshole to you.
I know.
And you was like, oh man, what a good prank. And he fucking ate your food.
I got him back.
And put shit in here.
I got him back.
How'd you get him back? You poked him in the eye?
I threw a book at his face.
And you know he couldn't see it all the way. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, he could see, but he couldn't see like moving objects. What do you mean? He fucking ate my bagel bites and put fucking conditioner in my hair.
Yeah, that's called a prank.
Yeah, these are fucked up pranks.
That's not a prank. That's just being fucking mean.
That's why I threw a book at his face.
You threw a book at a blind guy.
Months later.
At eyes that don't work. your shit still work. Yeah. You get more bagel bites. Shit, your hair was conditioned for free.
He said something.
What did he say? He called you a pussy?
What did he call you?
I don't know. He said something, which I didn't just throw it out of nowhere.
You two, bitch.
He called you crazy.
Yo, when he fucking did all that shit to my hair and my bagel bites, I was like, I'm going to get him back at some point. And the situation presented itself, and I threw a book at him.
Oh, man. Shout out. Y'all, you have some fucked up friendships.
Shout out to Peter. He was like my friend, man. I got placed with him.
So you said he wasn't your friend, but you started it off with your roommate.
I got placed with him and two other people.
I know, but the way you started the story off.
He was a cool roommate.
Like, it was a cool roommate, yeah. And then he just ate your shit and poured stuff in your head. And then you threw a book at a blind guy. It sounded like y'all were close to fighting and just never just duked it out.
I wouldn't fight him.
You threw a book at him. You might as well fucking scrap him.
He would probably fuck me up, too, if he got a hold of me. He was athletic.
But this, you just got to move around because he can't see moving objects.
Yeah, you already knew his weakness.
You already knew it. Yeah, come get me, motherfucker.
It's not like he can read my mind or has a crazy tongue.
You want to hit the lights?
Yeah, let's hit these fucking lights, Dylan. I'm calling this Uber. Yeah. Yo, we had Tom Cassidy on the show with Aunt Moore. Yeah. And Tom gave us shitty superpowers on the day that we supposed to be excellent.
Yep. Yeah. Tom over here made us house nigga heroes. House nigga heroes.
House nigga heroes. Bum bum. House nigga heroes. It sounds like a fucked up.
It's coming to the CW.
It sounds like a fucked up CW.
House nigga heroes.
Hey, crack man. You're not going to keep selling crack in our neighborhood, man.
Hey, Rotoad. Hey, Ant, just break off some ice off your shin real quick. What's he got? Ice hands, right?
Ice hands.
Cool and my dream.
And a fire body.
And a fire and a body.
Fire body. Because you fucking. Yay.
Your superhero name's Fire Body.
Nigga, you a walking steam room. Shit stinks.
Tom.
This nigga made him a sauna.
Tom,
I gotta
said
go.
He had a hot body. That's what Tom fucking said to Andy.
On the low.
He said, you got a hot body.
Oh, Tom. Man.
You need to stay away from him, y'all.
Tom on DL. You better move to Atlanta with your fiance. Y'all. Tomorrow you gotta go. So
I got to go. I just called this Uber, so we about to do. I don't know the same shit. But anyway,
keep subscribing. Make sure the hoodies. What's about the hoodies, Dylan?
The hoodies are going out right now.
The hoodies are being sent, and I know a couple of people who have received them things, and they're waiting for their hat before they put it on and show it on the gram so we can keep it going
That was good. Subscribe. So, and more.
Check out my new podcast.
Yes.
And check out Dylan's podcast.
Doped Up and Dying.
Check out Dylan's podcast. Where can they find you, Dylan? What's your handle?
It's on my Instagram and it's on my Facebook. We can't do it because of copyrights. A lot of watching shows, so we're not putting it on YouTube. Uh-huh. Instagram, @ Dylan J. Negri. Go watch it. Doped Up and Dying.
Thank you.
All right. We love y'all. Remember, with the watch, no need for apologies.